5 years ago, I lost my job, my ministry, and almost my family because of my pornography addiction. 7 years ago, I started to surf for porn on my computer. I lost grip. I fell into deception and began lying to myself and others. 15 years ago, I got married and thought my sexual struggles would go away. 17 years ago, I entered seminary thinking I could somehow get righteous enough to stop my struggles. 29 years ago, I had my first encounters with self-sex that would turn into a two-decade addiction. My sexual struggles have been going on for a long time. I felt terrible shame. I felt like God was disappointed in me. I wanted to be sexually pure, but could never figure out how to get there. But the last 5 years have been different. I've been learning the importance of coming out of isolation, building a good purity strategy, developing a good support system, setting up good accountability, and what it means to glorify God with my sexuality. This is my journey. My name is Jeff Fisher, and welcome to Season 3 of the Top Tips for Sexual Purity podcast. 2 tips twice a week to help you on your journey towards sexual purity. We're not going to find freedom from our sexual struggles if we stay isolated. Guys, there are no Lone Rangers or Han Solos out there, okay? Not when it comes to the sexual purity journey. We need others to get pure and to stay pure. On this episode of the Top Tips for Sexual Purity podcast, I want to go through a few reasons why our sexual purity journey has to involve others. One reason is that sexual sin is much stronger than you. We want to manage it on our own, but it's an impossible feat. I mean, you can make some strides, and I've talked to several people that were able to change their behaviors for a lengthy period of time. And you know what? I think that's great. Maybe your sexual sins don't have as strong a grip on you as it did on me. But can you do that long term? No, you're not going to be able to, not on your own effort. You can deal with the behaviors, but you're not smart enough to deal with the stuff underneath that's driving those behaviors. That's where we get into God territory. One thing you can't miss in the Bible is that the Bible is full of community. There are so many of these one another verses, and we can't get free from sexual addiction without community. Most of the time, God is going to use others to speak His voice. I mean, yes, we're going to be able to hear His voice sometimes, but it's down on the journey before you're going to be able to hear from Him on a regular basis. We're going to talk more about that in episode 2. But consider a few verses here. James chapter 5 verse 16 says this, "Therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous man is powerful and effective." So right from this verse, healing comes from confessing to one another. Another important verse when it comes to community is Galatians chapter 6 verses 1 and 2. "Brothers, if someone is caught in sin, you who are spiritual should restore him gently. But watch yourself, or you also may be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you fulfill the law of Christ." So from that verse, restoration comes from submitting to one another, depending on one another, carrying one another's burdens. If we go way back to Genesis, we'll see that God has built us for one another. Genesis chapter 2 verse 18, "The Lord God said, it is not good for a man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him." That's not just Adam and Eve, or it's not just a verse for the married, but it's a principle about connectedness for us all. It's not good for a person to be alone, God says. Satisfaction comes in connecting with others. And that connection comes with discipleship, with support, with counsel, guidance, love, and grace that you find from other people. So basically, guys, we're built for connection, and this is our true hardwiring. And what we're trying to do in our sexual purity journey is to get back to our true purpose. We get the other old gunk out of the way, we get the isolation out of the way, and we come into community. One thing that I'll talk more about in our next episode is that you probably have trouble hearing God's voice. I found that I lost my sensitivity to the voice of God. I mean, yes, God spoke, But most of the time, it was with loud, strong messages of pain and consequence. And I found that I was not able to hear the still, small, quiet voice of God for some time. My heart also was too restless. I was selfish. I was in great pain. The consequences weighed me down, and all I could think about was the mess that I had gotten myself into. Another important principle is that victory is a training process. I mean, the main way that we're going to hear from God is through other people. This is the big point of this podcast. It's because recovery is a discipleship process. It requires a learner and a school of teachers. It's an area that we've been broken in. We've messed up when it comes to our sexual stuff, and we need others who are stronger in the sexual areas to help us and to train us. Another thing that makes this process of sexual purity difficult is that we are so used to isolating. We don't want to get around other people. Other people make us feel uncomfortable. Other people, we just don't want them to know our business. So connection is scary for a lot of us. For those of us with sexual addiction, connecting with others is so scary. It's hard for us. We don't want to do it. We want to isolate. And we think that we're not wired for that. But that's not really the truth, is it? That's that Genesis passage that I read earlier. It's not good for a man to be alone. God has designed us to connect with others. I don't think I realized that I was really getting an F when it came to social connectedness and relational connectedness. God has wired me for connection, but I was so deficient. I'm so used to the isolation, and I thought that it was normal. I thought that it was who I was. I was the alone person, the introverted person. I got more done when I was alone. And you know, that may be true to a certain degree. But really, I had not practiced any of the one another passages that the Bible has called me to. And so, I didn't gain any of the benefits, the healing and the discipleship and the strength that comes from connectedness and the freedom from sexual sin. Okay, guys, are you kind of getting the point here? I'm trying to beat this drum, not just for you guys, but for myself. When we get around God's arms and legs and mouths, we're going to hear truth. When we have others that can look at our life objectively, when we have others showing us grace and love, that stuff really comes from God through other people. And I've been surprised in my 4.5 years of sexual addiction recovery that God speaks to me more in community than he does in private. And I think that as we start to look around and to pray, that we'll see that God has given us other people around us with expertise. Those might be ministers, counselors, maybe our wives, maybe our best friends, maybe our Sunday school group at church, maybe some friends at the gym. Maybe Jeff Fisher speaking through the podcast here is an opening connection for you. All right, guys, let's talk 101 and beyond, okay? The 101 principle here is that you have to come out of isolation. That's a basic principle for sexual purity. Come out of isolation and begin talking about your struggles. And what about beyond? What if you're more mature on the journey? Well, it's about forging those relationships, isn't it? It's about submitting to one another, confessing, sharing our burdens, supporting one another, and I think eventually helping other people, teaching other people, being that teacher to another disciple. All right, guys, hope you have a good day in your sexual purity journey. My email address is jeff@porntopurity.com. Stay strong, my friends, and go for purity. Thanks for listening to the Top Tips for Sexual Purity podcast. My name is Jeff Fisher. A large list of resources for men and women, spouses, and ministers are available on our website, www.porntopurity.com. It's under the Resource tab. Be sure to check out all our podcasts, the Porn to Purity podcast, the Top Tips for Sexual Purity podcast, the Top Verses for Sexual Purity podcast, the Top Resources for Sexual Purity podcast, and our special series called For Ministers Who Struggle. All are available on our website and on iTunes. There are a number of ways you can get in touch with us. My private email address is jeff@porntopurity.com. You can find me on Twitter at porntopurity.com. And our private voicemail line is 321-578-7489. That's 3215, then the word purity. Just a reminder that I'm not a licensed counselor. The tips and thoughts on the Top Tips for Sexual Purity podcast are my own unless otherwise indicated. I always recommend that you see a pastor or professional counselor to seek advice for personal, emotional, spiritual, and sexual matters.